We have some West Loop news, among other stories, from Black Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joining us this morning with extremely local news. So new apartments in the Fulton Market, huh, Seamus?
Right. This is a story I feel like we talk a lot about, but the Fulton Market area on the Near West Side keeps getting bigger. Now, this time, it's pushing further down Fulton Market Street all the way to Racine. That part of the neighborhood is still got some industrial buildings and sort of those like one-story buildings that used to hold meat markets. But this project, 1200 West Fulton, would be a 43-story tower and a 37-story tower right next to it, with about 1,100 new apartments down on the far west side of the neighborhood. So, you know, pretty soon it's going to be pushing all the way to Oak Park at this at this rate, with all of these high-rise apartment buildings going into the Fulton Market and the West Loop. So it's really an amazing story just to see that transform. It's not great if you're looking for parking or or to get to one of those restaurants around there, but it's the neighborhood just keeps booming.
It is boomtown for sure. In Hyde Park, a church has been named a Chicago landmark. Tell us about the Hyde Park Union Church.
Yeah, this church, it started in 1906. They say it's a good representation of sort of the when Hyde Park was growing up around the University of Chicago. The architect who made this church at 5600 South Woodlawn he also designed what's now the School of Education at the University of Chicago. So it really blends into that neighborhood and all those really old classic buildings there. James Gamble Rogers built this, and the city council just on Wednesday they made it a Chicago landmark. So it's going to give it some protection, give it some chance to get some funding to restore it and keep it going. It's the Hyde Park Union Church. Doesn't have a ton of members anymore, but it's been used as a food pantry, and it's really just a gorgeous old stone building. So that's got some protection, so it'll stick around for a while.
Glad to see that. Has it really been 5 years since we were talking about Chance the Snapper?
It has been 5 years. It was 5 years this week that the famous alligator was spotted in the Humboldt Park Lagoon. We checked in on him because we're very fond of Chance. It was our reporter Mina Bloom had first broken the story and was out there for a week while they were looking for him. Chance is doing well, according to Frank Alligator Rob, the very long-bearded man who came in and rescued him from Chicago. He's in the St. Augustine Alligator Farm now with 40 other alligators. Frank says he's doubled in size. He's 8 feet long now, and he's the beefiest and bossiest of all of the 40 gators down in the park. So so we made him tough in Chicago, and now he's ruling down in Florida.
We can rest easy now. We've been talking about Bob Newhart today, and, of course, you know, that open, so famous, even though it's geographically incorrect, isn't it?
It's very funny, you know, of Bob's amazing career. A lot of it was the Bob Newhart Show that was filmed in Chicago. He was Bob Hartley, the psychologist who worked on Michigan Avenue. But yeah, if you pay close attention to the opening sequence, it really makes no sense. He walks out of his Michigan Avenue building, walks south, then north, crosses the Chicago River multiple times, gets on the wrong train, goes south, then he goes north. He gets off in Evanston, and then he walks home to Edgewater. So it's sort of laughable if you're paying attention to it. And Newhart used to say that people would give him grief about it all the time. And he said, you know, every day I would miss my stop and have to walk 55 blocks back to my apartment. So he said, now, would you want a therapist who missed his stop every day?
Yeah. We were talking about how he never forgot his Chicago roots, St. Ignatius, Loyola. And he also remembered people who helped him always. And early on in his career, I think Dean talked about how some tapes got to a record company of his work in comedy around Chicago. And a disc jockey by the name of Dan Sorkin, who was working at WCFL at the time doing the morning show, helped Bob and played some of his comedy. And then when Bob had his first television show that nobody remembers but me, it was... It was a half-hour show, like a variety show, where he'd come out and do a monologue. And he brought Dan Sorkin out to Hollywood with him to be his announcer, to kind of pay him back. So you got to love that, right?
Yep, he's just a good guy all around with an amazing career. So we'll miss him, but we thank him for everything he did for everywhere, including Chicago.
And the reruns will go on forever. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.